Now, let's move on, because we're talking about this thing. He says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. And we've been over that before, and I'd remind you again that Paul adds to that, that when the parent is correcting the child, that you don't do it when you've lost your temper. You don't do it when you're angry. And remember, you are disciplining the child. You're not punishing the child. It has to be discipline for the child. It's no good. It's not punishment. I think the whole thought's been wrong to say to the child, I'm going to punish you. No, I'm going to discipline you, you see. That's the thing. And that's what Paul says, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. The discipline and instruction of the Lord. That's the thing that is important. Now, he goes on to talk to the young man again, verse 19, hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy heart in the way. Be not among winebibbers, among riotous eaters of flesh, for the drunken and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Be careful of the company you keep. Birds of a feather flock together, and evil companions, they do something about what? Produce evil manners, do they not? And that's what he's warning against here. And again, he comes back to this. The boy's ready to graduate from college. And he says, hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she's old. Verse 22. Now your parents are getting old, and your father may be a squire, and he may be getting senile, but my friend, he has lots more sense than you've got. And if you want to know the example of that, if you could only talk to Absalom today, he'd tell you that his dad had more sense than he had. He thought he could rebel against David. Old David was a war horse. When that boy moved out to the battlefield, he made a mistake. He should never have left Jerusalem, because David knew his way around on the battlefield. And it was fatal for that boy. He would have done well to listen to his father, although David was not really a good father, but he could sure advise that boy about the battlefield. Now, verse 23, buy the truth, sell it not. And you deny today, don't have to buy. Come and buy without money and without price. Buy wine and buy milk and buy water. And by wisdom, by the way, and Christ is all of that for the child of God today. I tell you, this is quite wonderful. It was a brilliant young man. I wish he was here to tell you, but he did tell us, did he not? And that was Paul. He was Rabbi Saul, you remember. Smart boy. But he says, Christ has been made unto us wisdom. How wonderful.